This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you remember the financial crisis of 2008, I know, how could you forget? You no doubt remember four little words, too big to fail. The idea that some financial firms are so big and so interconnected that we'd have to bail them out and keep them alive to avoid hurting everybody else, meaning like the whole economy. That didn't sit too well with the Congress of the day, so the Dodd-Frank financial reform law requires those banks to write what have come to be called living wills that would let them die safely and quietly and harmlessly. I bring all that up because three banks, the Royal Bank of Scotland, HSBC, and BNP Paribas, have now been told their living wills aren't good enough. Marketplace's Stan Alcorn explains why not and why those things are so hard to write anyway.
For a person, a living will is a legal document that spells out what doctors should do to keep you alive and when to pull the plug. For a bank,
it's more how to pull the plug.
Oliver Ireland is a financial services lawyer with Morrison & Forster. He says it's a roadmap of what to do after a bank dies. The idea is it'll be safer for the rest of us if they've made it clear to regulators and to themselves exactly how their many businesses work and how to safely wind them down.
Is this going to solve all the problems? Probably not. But if you thought about it ahead of time, you're going to be in a lot better shape than if you haven't.
More than 130 financial institutions have submitted living wills. But in the case of the three singled out yesterday and the 11 largest banks flagged last August, regulators said the plans weren't good enough. Mike Consall at the Roosevelt Institute says they got dinged for not fully mapping out their business's interconnected webs of financial assets.
What the FDIC and the Fed said is essentially you have not done enough analysis to give real understanding of what these exposures look like.
And those exposures are what could let a few toxic assets infect the rest of the economy.
And those are exactly the kinds of things we learned were important in 2008 and exactly the kind of things we want to regulate.
One reason some banks have fallen short on their analysis, according to Rob Johnson, president of the Institute for New Economic Thinking, is that bankers don't have an incentive to save the economy. Their stock options will be worth more if they get bailed out.
So they have a stake in having a muddy or bad or not credible living will.
The banks will get another chance when they submit their new living wills by the end of this year. I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.